a little overdrive here at PrisonPlanet.tv with Webster Tarpley. Webster was bringing up the fact that reporters are being shot. A lot of things are happening. And Russia Today has gone on with the story that a CNN reporter threatened one of their reporters and said, "You'll be lucky to basically get out of here alive." He interpreted that as a death threat. Webster, tell us about that.
Yeah, this is Mahdi Darius Nazemroaya. And he's a guy that Russia Today had been interviewing basically every hour during the night now between Sunday and Monday. And some of these reports were very dramatic because he'd be sitting there and he said the security has disappeared. And there you could hear gunfire outside. There were snipers outside of the hotel. He tried to go out and put up placards saying press, TV, don't shoot. And snipers were shooting at him as he was trying to put up these placards. And during the night, you could see him walking around the corridors of this hotel, very eerie. But he says, now, this is Darius Mahdi Nazemroaya says on Russia Today that the CNN correspondent, or one of them, came to him and conveyed what he interpreted as something threatening, which was, I'm surprised you're still putting out anti-NATO news, you know, that could be very dangerous. So this, I think, can be interpreted quite easily. And, of course, this is then the context of Franklin Lamb having been shot at the pool of a different hotel. The first incident is at the Rixos. The second one is at a hotel. I call it the Radisson. It's the 26th story, but I think it used to be called the Carinthia, and that's what everybody calls it there. Anyway, he was walking by the pool. A funny story, he had a bicycle, and he was out riding around Tripoli to see what the story was yesterday morning, Sunday morning. He did fine, and he found no particular evidence of rebel forces. He gets back to the hotel, he puts the bicycle aside, and he walks by the pool, and he thinks he was shot by a sniper out of the abandoned Marriott Hotel nearby. So that would seem to have been pretty much planned. I have to say, Franklin, when I was there, I saw him repeatedly. He would go to the pool, spend an hour there every day. And then you've got, there's a written report from Thierry Meyssan of France. Franklin Lamb is from the U.S., Nazemroaya from Canada, Meyssan from France, and he put out basically a summary of what had happened.
Right? By the way, he's a very well-respected reporter in France.
Yes, and he's somebody who has lived in the Middle East. I mean, he felt obliged to live in the Middle East since Sarkozy has come in because it was getting too dangerous to be in France, and that seems to be the trend. Anyway,
there's no doubt the tyrants have gone into overdrive. They're trying to bring down Syria right now, too.
Yes. Now, I think this is going to be a totally different thing. The merit of Gaddafi, I think Gaddafi has many merits. There's no need to apologize for Gaddafi compared to most of the people in the U.S. empire. This is clearly many cuts above. But the real merit of Gaddafi lately has been that he blocked this process of the color revolutions. Remember, they said, we got Ben Ali of Tunisia, we overthrew in January, and then we overthrew Mubarak of Egypt in February, and they really thought they could overthrow Gaddafi in March, and now it's August, and he is still fighting, he's still in the field, and who knows how long it will last and what the outcome will be. I wouldn't want to guess. Libya has not been kind to invaders. You can go back to Lucan's Pharsalia.
No, I understand that. They've claimed he's fallen five or six times previous, but it looks like this could be it, and then the loved a peaceful civil war can then start and really get some deindustrialization
right,
going.
Well, the civil war, I mean, that's what it has been. But the effect of Gaddafi's resistance has been that the entire timetable was slowed down. I mean, they wanted Gaddafi gone in March, Assad gone in April or May, and then they'd be on to Algeria by now, and they might even get around to the monarchies, right? Morocco and Jordan and Saudi Arabia are certainly also on the same list if they can be intimidated, fine. If not, they're going to be overthrown. So Gaddafi has more or less put on the brakes and slowed it or practically stopped it for 6 months, and that's a merit.
All right, we'll have to follow this more, Webster, as it unfolds. Pray for peace over there, and I don't mean the type that comes with 2,000-pound bombs.
And if you want to look at my Twitter feed, you'll find the numbers to the State Department.
Absolutely, Webster. We're out of time. See everybody back tomorrow live.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Monday, the 22nd day of August, 2011. Gerald Celente is coming up at the bottom of the next hour to break down the current developments in the economy and his future predictions on where it is going. We'll also get his take on other geopolitical trends like the situation in Libya. In the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today, Webster Griffin Tarpley, historian and, of course, economist who traveled and spent several weeks a month or so ago in Libya, will be joining us to break down the latest developments there. Also, coming up later, I covered some of this yesterday on the Sunday broadcast. I want to get more into it. Ron Paul, they're setting the stage for violence in this country. That's what he said when he was asked by a reporter, are you concerned about the National Emergency Centers Establishment Act that sets up FEMA camps or basically just openly legalizes them and funds them to a greater extent? They're admittedly there and in place, according to the Houston Chronicle and other publications. And Ron Paul said, yeah, that's their goal. They're setting up the stage for violence in this country, no doubt about it, responded Ron Paul. So we're going to be going over some of that today. Also, the economic news. Let me hit that first. Social Security disability on the verge of insolvency, Associated Press is reporting. Do you have any idea how many people are on Social Security disability? How many families are already basically moving in together but trying to survive and can't even pay for gas money? This is the working poor. how many people that are on the verge of eating dog food or already are, because there hasn't been a cost of living COLA increase in Social Security in 2 years. They're talking about doing it for a third and fourth year. Do you have any idea what dollar devaluation means to this country? A number of delinquent mortgages is on the rise again. That's out of CNBC. Gold advances to record as platinum climbs. Gold came just shy of $1,900 an ounce earlier in the day. We're going to continue to track that. Wall Street aristocracy got $1.2 trillion in secret Fed loans at 0% or less, and then, of course, loaned it back to the public at exorbitant prices or just sat on it, being paid by the government interest for holding it. You can't make that up. Continuing, stocks jump over 1%, all S&P sectors higher. That was earlier in the day before it began dropping again. In Baltimore, homes are selling for $10,000 and less. Baltimore Sun is reporting. The Greeks, of course, gave in to the banksters and signed their country's resources over to them. So now they're being brought into the next level of debt as the four largest banks agreed to take up a 50 million euro convertible bond to help recapitalize Proton Bank, a smaller lender. So that slide is continuing. Reality for many baby boomers will be to work as wage slaves until they drop dead. They're going to push retirement past the average age of death, 76. Continuing, Wall Street again is in the news, calling for even more banker bailouts and QE3, which will only accelerate the demise of the dollar. There's more expectation of continued private Federal Reserve, quote, stimulus. They're only stimulating their own sectors of the economy. That is all coming up as well. And I want to open the phones up on any issue, any news item, anything you'd like to talk about. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Now, you can call in with any subject you want to raise, but I'm going to try to move on to the next caller quickly. I've done a little bit better job as of late, but still, I wouldn't even call it passable, the number of calls we go to. And I enjoy your calls. I like your calls. I like the different directions you take us in. And so I will attempt to take more calls in the future. Including today, 800-259-9031. I would ask listeners, though, just specifically, at least comment on some of the big topics we're raising here. The fact that we're in a depression, the fact that Europe is being taken over now by a private banking consortium as part of the establishment of a Bank of the World, that all of this has been engineered, and that after 6 months of Western-backed Al-Qaeda driven, the core is Al-Qaeda, in fact the majority are admitted Al-Qaeda, that they have now reportedly taken over most of the city of Tripoli, and there's ongoing fighting happening right now. Gaddafi's disappeared, his sons have reportedly been captured, but we've heard that before, but there's no doubt there are uprisings in Tripoli, and that Gaddafi is on his way out. Now, we've heard 5 or 6 times that he'd gone to Venezuela or Tunisia, or that he had fallen, or that the rebels had taken Tripoli, but it appears this time it may actually be true. We saw Obama say that we'd be there days, not weeks. That was 4.5 months ago. And so I was very reticent in the last 2 days as they announced that the rebels were at the gates. But it appears that at least a part of this is true. Now, it'd be one thing if they went in and had elections and the people of Libya were allowed to move forward into the future. The problem is they had a British-backed monarchy dictatorship there before Gaddafi staged his coup 40 years ago. And that regime brutally kept the tribes from killing each other. The different, I don't know, there's more than 5 different tribes in the region. 3 of the tribes were loyal to Gaddafi. The other 2 groups out of eastern Libya are more Saudi Arabian and Yemen-backed. And now they have been going into every town and city they've taken and just murdering people en masse, hanging people from lamp poles. Anybody they see that's black, that's associated with people not of Arab descent. And so it goes back to that old ancient bigotry of some of the Arabs in the region in the black slave trade. And so they're just being killed on the spot. And there's no doubt this has been a humanitarian mega disaster, and that the globalists want chaos and carnage. They'll get control of the oil fields and guard them. They'll get control of the refineries and guard them, and will shut off the supply to a great extent, both to the Libyans and to Europe. And you think, well, wait, Europe wants to go in, NATO wants to go in to get that oil. No. There's too much oil. That's why our own government won't let us have 90%+ of the oil out of Alaska, even though they've got the fields developed since the 1980s. It's about artificial scarcity in the globalist monopoly game. They artificially make light bulbs where they break in a few months when they can last 50 years. They artificially went in and bought up most of the smaller refineries in the U.S. in the 90s to create a bottleneck so that even if you could deliver oil, you can't get it refined. AP sued in 2000 and got the documents of the big oil companies meeting in secret in 1996 to buy up, which they did do, the refineries in the U.S. that they don't own, and to shut them down. Then they say, oh, it's the environmentalists. They're keeping us from being able to open new refineries. Pure bull. Oh, they'll have some hippies stand out front of a refinery and call for it to be shut down, and then the hippies wonder why it's been shut down and think they have all this power. it's really funny, actually. And boy, people think the hippies are keeping the people that run our country from opening up all those oil fields. The folks that have hijacked our nation invade countries and kill over 1 million people to shut off the oil, a.k.a. Iraq. Production way down since the liberation 8 years ago. This is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. This is what it's all about. They could create 500,000 jobs, the studies show, in just a few months if they opened up drilling in Alaska and opened it up in many other areas on public lands. But they're not going to do it. If they do, it'll be to a limited token extent. And so now the true mass murder deindustrialization of Libya can start. There will be ongoing bombings and civil wars and tit-for-tat tribal killings basically forever now. And I predict that the West in the next 2 to 5 years will have to invade. And notice they're now announcing, oh, the U.S. forces will now come in to help. NATO forces will now come in to help. The air cover is going to continue. Of course it's going to continue. The rebels, as they call themselves, the rebels, the wascally rebels, have been killing each other from the start. That's why for 6 months they couldn't ever get any momentum until the last couple months when U.S., British, French, and other special forces poured in. And all the different videos of U.S. and other troops and mercenaries on the front lines running the high-tech weapon systems finally did roll back Gaddafi's forces up to Tripoli. Then they'd already been able to infiltrate Tripoli. The last 7 years of Gaddafi trying to be friendly to the West, they had all their sleeper cells there that unleashed total havoc 48 hours ago and started bombing and blowing things up and attacking TV stations. And so now they're just going to mop people up and go around and exterminate folks. Part of the kinetic military action, non-military action, the peace action. And it's now admitted that they've got Western-backed forces in Syria. And that liberation will go on forever, if need be, until Assad falls. Remember, they've already got America. It was all over the Texas newspapers, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, by the way, speaking of energy monopolies, that the rolling blackouts have been because of the last 6-7 years, the EPA not letting new plants open, shutting down other plants. Now Obama has accelerated that, and that they're saying, get ready for double prices in the next 2 years for your power. It's already gone up substantively. And rolling blackouts. We're going to live just like they live in Iraq, just like they're going to be living in Libya. This is the New World Order Soviet Romanian style system. NATO hands terrorists who killed U.S. troops control of Libya. That is coming up. And your phone call. Stay with us.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
Hi folks, Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here for eFoods Direct.
In August, we're celebrating our 30-year anniversary in the long-term food supply industry.
To celebrate, the biggest sale ever, our most popular premier one-year food supply for 30% off.
That's 30% off of our Freedom Food Supply. You save $536 on each one-year supply. That's lower than 1981 prices.
If you ever thought about getting a year's supply of food, now is the time.
This whole one-year supply is a balanced selection of foods, and it all fits in the space of a washing machine.
You know you need your own food.
But time is running out. This 30% off sale for the best food on the planet ends Friday, August 26th.
Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. This sale ends Friday, August 26th. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market has proven that it's more like a casino than an investment. And if you've had enough and want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered a way to safely grow your money, cut taxes dramatically, get potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. On the web, go to safemoneybook.com or just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 800-675-1640.
The media tell us how Al-Qaeda was this enemy and that the government had no idea that they had a plan to attack us. I knew they'd been used and created to attack the Russians in Afghanistan. I knew that they had been used to attack the Serbs in Kosovo. and when the Serbs resisted that attack, that NATO had bombed Belgrade into the Stone Age, bombing their power plants, their water treatment, their television stations with depleted uranium weapons. Now, a decade later, their birth defects have more than tripled in those cities that were bombed. These are ruthless globalists. And to see the rebel commander brag to the Washington Post and others that, yes, I've killed Americans in Iraq, and now I only, quote, hate the Americans 50%. That's right. The groups out of Saudi Arabia and other areas that are in Libya under NATO and U.S. command on record are real al-Qaeda, real fighters who go all over the world fighting for their Islamic jihad. And they wanted to get rid of Muammar Gaddafi because he was a socialist and secular. He paid lip service to Islam. He did obviously keep a lot of money for himself and was corrupt, but in the standards of dictators, did build up the country, did have a welfare state, and that's all bye-bye now. Libya is going to be driven into the Stone Age, just as America is. In fact, there's a new article out that's so important that we need to get out to everyone. It just got published at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I worked on this report with Paul Watson this morning. Obama hit struggling Americans with energy rate hikes. And as I said, Drudge ran the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Washington Post, and others yesterday, where they admitted that, yes, we're already having blackouts when it gets cold or gets hot and there's high energy demands because of the last 6 years of policies under Bush and now under Obama. And now they're announcing massive plant closures. These are plants that nothing comes out of them but water vapor and carbon dioxide. But they've listed at the EPA carbon dioxide as a toxic waste. Now, remember, you exhale carbon dioxide. Plants then engage in photosynthesis with it and the sun. It's part of the carbon cycle. It's part of our atmosphere. It's part of the symbiotic relationship. But that has been named as toxic, and that's why they're calling for carbon taxes and carbon credits and a carbon allotment, a ration, for every man, woman, and child. Congress would not pass this law 2 years ago when Obama brought it forward. First piece of legislation. He simply said, I'll just have the EPA do it. Just like they couldn't get Congress to pass tax hikes, they just got rid of Congress being able to bring bills forward. And they now have a super Congress that does that. And if the Congress doesn't pass their bills, they just go ahead and pass whatever the super Congress wanted. They say, we've created this package, up or down vote, and if you say no, they just implement the policies. That's a dictatorship of this oligarchy. I mean, we are in incredible times. Gun control without laws, now being implemented by the ATF. They did something good for a change. We'll see if they lose the case on purpose. But finally, even the so-called Second Amendment organization came out, the National Rifle Association, and is suing Obama over that. So, he is going to legalize 300,000 deportees and all future deportees unless the president feels that they need to be deported. He says maybe felons will be deported, so Congress wouldn't legalize illegals. So Obama just violates federal immigration law and deportation law and waves his executive wand, gun control executive wand, wars executive wand, super Congress executive wand, carbon taxes executive wand, waivers to insiders on healthcare laws who give him money, campaign contributions, magic executive wand, and now energy rate increases. But the few companies that are allowed to operate, like General Electric, who got the waiver in February, they got the waiver. And it turns out their former executives at the EPA and the White House wrote the new regulations. They wrote them. Just like Big Agra last year wrote the Food Safety Act. I mean, why not? If we don't have a government that's constitutional and out of control, you don't think big corporations are going to come in and pay them to pass legislation or put executive orders in place to shut down their competition? Absolutely. And the government's getting away with all of it. So what's going to happen? Even more. See, we're entering the real tyranny phase now. You're going to see more happen in a year than happened in the previous decade.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
And I'll crash it down, and you break your crown, and you put your faith up to no one around. Just one more thing, just to play the king. But the castle's crumbled, and you're left with just a day. Where's your crown king? Nothing.
When you're crown king, nothing, like Muammar Gaddafi. 7 years ago, he made public deals with George W. Bush and the West. He let the West in for investment, invested the country's money with the bankers. They have now publicly stolen more than $70 billion of the Libyan people's investment. They are going after the 144 tons of gold, just like the U.S. military on record went in with foreign contractors and robbed every one of the museums in Baghdad, and then no one knows where it all went. This is just outright total industrialized looting. And our military's having their pension funds looted. It is being announced they're looking at cutting military retirements by 50%. Those that serve 20 or more years and have a contract with the government, they're going to cut what you're paid and devalue the rest of it via hyperinflation. What, did you think you could join the U.S. military and ship heroin out of Vietnam? Did you think you'd join the U.S. military and go down to Colombia and kill the FARC to consolidate the cocaine? What, you think you'd train Los Zetas, 10,000 plus over the last decade, and then send them down to Mexico to try to knock out the cartels, and that you would then ever get your pension fund too? Of course, the average military person didn't even get any of the drug money and isn't aware of it and is compartmentalized. But we have a lawless criminal government. Completely lawless, completely criminal, and they're now engaging in bolder and bolder activities. I'd say the type of corruption we saw under George Herbert Walker Bush, a 3.5 on the Richter scale. It was going on, but they were trying to keep it hidden. Under Bill Clinton, a 5 on the Richter scale. Under George W. Bush, a 7 on the Richter scale. Under Obama, it's a whopping 10. Remember, it grows exponentially on the Richter scale. I mean, now he's just, I don't need Congress for war. I don't need Congress for UN Agenda 21 carbon taxes. I'm going to deploy the military under the Rockefeller Foundation. That's in the news yesterday. In the rural council run by Homeland Security and the Pentagon. The Pentagon in your town. With a local office to help you with loans and things. Ooh, boy, we are going under Soviet control. You've really got to look at the Soviet model and realize this is it. We are going under a Sovietization system. You're like, but I thought it's big banks running it. The profits are private. The losses are public. It all goes on our back. They're all offshore, exempt from all their taxes, exempt from all their regulations. That's why you see all the big mega rich calling for higher taxes and telling the poor, get them rich people making over $125,000 individually, quarter mil collectively with a man and woman. Get them. They're the rich. And you see the hordes of people on welfare and the rest of it saying, my check isn't buying anything anymore. Okay, raise it. And they're like, good. We've got half the public on the gravy train. They're going to tear the middle class to pieces while we sit offshore. And when the vets get mad, And the cops try to come to take their house for repossession, and the vets fight back, we're going to call them Al-Qaeda. They've got it all figured out in their social engineering. I can't tell you, ladies and gentlemen, how many veterans I've talked to and that my family's talked to. My parents were in Wyoming and Montana for a week and a half visiting friends. They went on a road trip, and my dad got back. They didn't tell anybody that they were Alex Jones's parents, and every restaurant, every house they went to, every rancher they talked to, everybody they met on top of mountaintop hiking, young and old, Native American, white, didn't matter, said, we know the New World Order's here. We're just waiting. And my parents just said it was everywhere. It was just open everywhere you went, at gas stations, you name it, people basically saying, we're ready to rock. And that's why Chuck Baldwin moved up there, and he said it's just absolute, totally awake. I mean, I've been in Wyoming and Montana the last 2 years, and I can't walk down the street. I mean, I can't walk down the street in Austin, Texas without folks pulling over and shaking my hand. But there, it's everyone, basically. I mean, Aaron and others who went with me were just blown away. We'd be walking down the street at night in little bitty towns, and people pop out of doorways. Alex Jones, I recognize your voice. We're going to defeat them. Come in the restaurant. I want to buy you a beer. I mean, it just so let me tell you, the globalists know who the terrorists are. It's real Americans who understand who the financial terrorists are. You are the terrorist, and they know they're the terrorist. They understand. Anybody who actually knows what America is really all about is a terrorist. You look at the government training manuals, returning veterans, gun owners, in the fetters, Ron Paul supporters, Bob Barr supporters, Libertarian Party supporters, land rights activists. By the way, I was driving in, and I forgot to pull this up. He was reading the news article. The FDA is going after vitamin C now, and Ben Fuchs was reading the articles. Will you guys type in Food and Drug Administration moves to restrict or ban? He was reading two different articles. One article was restrict vitamin C. The other was ban vitamin C over the counter. And I know that's already starting in Europe under Codex Alimentarius. I've got articles here where they're arresting people all over the United States now, from D.C. To Washington State, Those are just the two articles today when you try to sell lemonade. They don't just fine you now if children come out and sell lemonade. They're actually fining and threatening to arrest Girl Scouts selling cookies now or Girl Scout popcorn. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it is on. They're letting us know you live in a Soviet America where the book is thrown at average law-abiding citizens and criminals are above the law. It is so hardcore. It is so hardcore. In fact, later we'll pull this video up and play it. Children defy police in Washington, purchase lemonade in the capital city and are arrested. It's incredible footage of them being threatened, the police acting like they're narcotics traffickers. And then meanwhile, it's well known. We had Serpico on, Frank Serpico, the legendary New York narcotics detective. And I said, around the time you got shot in the face and run out of there, I read 75% of the detectives were later proven on the take. And he said, well, in my group, it was 100%. 100%. Ladies and gentlemen, the town I grew up in, Rockwall, I was not even a druggie. I was a jock, and I would go to parties. And when I was 12 years old, it started playing baseball down the street. One of my friends invites me over. His older brother's in high school. Cop shows up in uniform, goes in the house, sells him drugs to distribute. And I'll never forget my buddy's big brother said, hey, when I was 13, a year later, I had a moped. And he said, I'll pay you $20 to deliver this marijuana to this house, and that house. And of course, I didn't do it. And he got mad at me and didn't trust me anymore. But the point is, that's how America operates. That's how America operates. And the cops would be having DARE programs and talking about drug testing at the school and drug dogs. And I would see cops that I knew were involved in drug dealing. And I would say, you're not going to search me. I don't use drugs like you do. And the cops would flip out, take me to the office, slam my head in the desk, and scream at me. They were so mad that I wouldn't love their evil and bow down to their drug dealing anymore. Okay? This is what America is, rotten as Hades itself. And if we don't admit this, we have no future. It's coming to a terminal head. Now, you may live in a town where the cops don't deal the drugs, but that's the exception, not the rule. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to your calls. It's just that in my gut, in my intellect, in my spirit, my discernment, whatever you want to call it, I am on the edge of my seat right now. I've told you in the last year that my spidey sense, we all have it, my sixth sense, my gut, has been absolutely on edge, like I'm at the edge of a cliff. And now it's intensifying every hour. They are preparing some type of World War III startup. The globalists are preparing massive terror attacks in America and Europe, and it is going to be hellish. It is going to be absolutely horrible, and we're going to have to watch the murderers, the social engineers who've done the attacks, grandstand as our saviors. And as the public gets scared during a depression and during a war, they think you're going to go along with their takeover of America. And it's time for every radio talk show host, every police officer, every pastor, every college professor, every school teacher, every doctor, every lawyer, every auto mechanic, every farmer, every rancher, every factory worker, every lawn person. I don't care what you do. Every retail clerk. To count the cost, to face history, to realize that while we've been tuned into a false reality of football and celebrity and all the rest of it that people are such experts on, that reality's been going on all around you. While you're busy out in the middle of a field watching a television, and you think that television's the only thing in the world, you didn't hear the wolves howling. Now the wolves are all around you in the dark. And you can look out from the glow of the TV in the middle of this field we're in collectively and see their eyes and hear their growling. And the television is telling you, those are friends. Lay down. Show them your neck. They want to lick it. And the TV says, lay down. The wolves are here to help. And many Americans are going, okay. All right, here's my neck. And we watch as Americans are grabbed by the wolves and drug out into the night. Good people have to get together around a code of ethics and ideas and defend those, or civilization always falls. One of the globalists' biggest problems to handle is how do they balance the countries they're looting, and how do they keep safe havens for themselves to move to after they've totally destroyed societies? They want to play the military-industrial complex foot soldiers, the police, the military, the private contractors, off against the American people. But the 30 pieces of silver you're being given to carry out the destruction of America, the conversion of America to a third world dictatorship of the plutocrats, you're destroying your own nest, your own future, your children's future. You are selling your birthright for nothing, for a pittance. I'm going to go to Dana, Lennon, Carl, Sean, and others. But I just want to impart to you the magnitude of this. We are entering a nightmare tyranny. There is no doubt. A nightmare. It could stop any time people start valuing liberty. But when the average man thinks that being a man is lifting weights and having big muscles and strutting around and watching football and driving a big pickup truck, and I like big pickup trucks too, I'm saying that's not being a man doesn't mean you act like you're a man and act like you're looking for trouble with somebody that cuts in front of you at the grocery store at the liquor aisle. Being a man means you're informed. Being a man means you're involved. Being a man means that you see it as your absolute mission to defend our republic. Whatever the cost is. And being a man means you have the courage to not be brainwashed and buy into the false psychological warfare paradigm that you're fed. Let's go to Dana in Alabama. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. It's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, look, I've got one question. I'll make it quick. It's kind of a crazy question, but I've seen a lot of craziness by this government. Look, my eyes are telling me something that my mind is telling me is impossible, but it might be my spidey sense making me ask this question. When is somebody going to do a facial measurement comparison between photos of Osama and photos of Obama to prove whether or not this is the same person in these pictures?
They do look a little bit alike. That is hilarious. That Osama, Obama. Yeah. Oh, by the way, will you re-pull that Strat 4, a very respected private intelligence group based here in Austin, Texas, that even does reportage for the federal government, has come out and said that wasn't bin Laden they killed at that compound, and that it's as phony as a $3 bill. Dana, I appreciate your call. That's hilarious. I know they've done the voice prints in universities in Canada and in France of the supposed bin Laden video audio of the new videos that came out in the last 7-8 years, and none of it was bin Laden. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Lennon in Oregon. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. I'll try to be quick so I don't get too much cancer for my cell phone. First of all, thank you. And I know you don't like to talk about yourself, but, you know, you woke me up during the fall of 08, and it is you who is doing God's work. And, you know, I know we're going to win this because of your listeners were much stronger than the other side. The other side is weak. I mean, look, the Rothschilds are a bunch of inbreds. Anyway, there's only, what, 6,000 super families or whatever? And there's
there's less than 20 super families, so only a few thousand of those. But there, Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group, wrote in his book 3 years ago, Superclass, that, yeah, we're setting up a world government for your own good, that there's 6,000 super gophers who have all this incredible power because they serve the eye of Sauron, basically.
Right, and they really believe that, too. You're on a roll today, and I was taking a lot of notes, but there's one thing that I really want to focus on. And this is basically for Steve Mustaine. Anybody that does not understand what gold is money by the definition of money. I'm just going to roll through this really quickly.
You said that information's for who?
Steve Mustaine, because, you know, some people don't understand that when there is a collapse, we're going to use gold and silver as money.
You mean Dave Mustaine?
I'm sorry, Dave.
But the guy that was criticizing gold was the front man for Ministry, not Dave Mustaine. But listen, I'll have you finish it.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
We're only 9 days away from the launch of InfoWars Nightly News. Every evening, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. That's 6 Mountain, 5 Pacific. We will have a 30-minute, focused, condensed, power-packed, information-packed 30-minute transmission. Many nights will then continue live with an extended interview or an extended special report. We'll be premiering a lot of special reports as well that we have produced at the end of the nightly news many nights. And we're developing it for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And we have a lot of cable networks and systems that are interested in picking it up. In fact, I've had people offer me, you know, hey, produce a TV show and we'll put it on our cable system. Or we'll put it on the satellite system. But I've had people come to us years ago and again this year, even last month, and say, edit together every day the highlights of your three-hour radio show that's also streamed out as TV at PrisonPlanet.tv. You know, the production's pretty good. We'd like to put it on this Sky television feed, or we'd like to put it on this German feed or this Japanese feed or this feed that's, you know, channel 1,000-something in the U.S. And I just haven't had the time, the energy to get that done. But now that's what the news show is going to be about. And so now is a better time than ever to become a member at PrisonPlanet.tv. And one of my great IT people's father died of a heart attack last week. We would have already launched some new features for PrisonPlanet.tv, but his dad died last Monday, and so he isn't coming back until Wednesday. We could have already launched it too, but we need him here to make sure when we launch these new features at PrisonPlanet.tv. So our prayers go out to that particular individual here in the office. Okay, Lennon. Yeah, to be clear, we had the front man, Al Jorgensen of Ministry, on saying everything's going to collapse so bad you won't even want gold. So it wasn't Dave Mustaine that you heard criticizing gold.
Right. And so, you know, he could be right in effect that this economy looks like it's going to collapse. The world economy looks like it's going to collapse. It was done by design by Ivy League economists like Paul Krugman, who in his Nobel laureate speech said there's going to be a rise of firms, and we're setting this corporatocracy up, this fascist economy up.
Well, it doesn't look like it. I mean, we've got the IMF World Bank documents, and that's how we predicted all this with total precision. This is 100% scripted.
Right, exactly. But when it does collapse, you see, there's still going to need to be a store of wealth. And a means of exchange. And by definition, gold is money. And let me just run through this. Four definitions.
Listen, Lennon, if people don't understand this, they're never going to understand it. If they don't understand that the dollar's been devalued, so gold's almost $1,900, and silver was $5 and it's $43 today, it's an industrial metal. It's always been money since civilization existed. And it's a hedge against inflation, and it's something you can barter with, and it's easily transportable store of wealth. If people don't understand that in Africa 5,000 years ago it was money, in China 5,000 years ago it was money, that it was money with the Aztecs 2,000 years ago, you're not going to be able to explain it to them. I appreciate your call. You're not going to be able to explain it. Listen, Mike Adams wrote a really nice article about me because he's had a chance to come in our office and see that we're here working hard. And it's the headline is Alex Jones for real. And Aaron asked me if I wanted to post this yesterday, and I said I don't know, but I made the decision today to post it because it's pointless. I mean, he's nice to write it; it's a nice article, but who cares if people have debates about whether I'm real or not? If people don't know I'm real, then it's kind of like an IQ test. They can go put, you know, the helmet on and go live in a rubber room. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.